him Wednesday or Chavav Elul. So it's long that we eat Siman on Rosh Hashanah night. I think the more common minig is to only eat it the first night, or eat it in the sense of Simonim and saying the Yiratons associated with them. I believe it's the first night only. In America we did two nights because there we were more used to Yom Tov Sheni, so you know, the second day being a repetition of the first. But still, in America, I think we ate at least eight nights, and here I have one taco. So it's based on the Gemara in Krisus that says Simono Milsehi, which is very hard to define, and there's no way we can do that here and now. That Nichush is also, but Simon is okay, an omen. So it's not clear what it means and what's mutter and what's osur. So the Gemara gives a list of foods to eat on Rosh Hashanah, and, you know, with Aramaic names, and you can make up your own. So there is a simple pshat, that's Simona Milsi, which is a simple pshat, it's at own. And you have the flip side of that, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, and the minhag is not to eat chamutzim, not to eat either sour foods or sharp foods. That's already also machlekes, the sharp, bitter, and the what? That's something else. I'm talking about the food mitzad the beit simon shabo. Not the sum teichet the gematria. So that's a simple. That's a like this simple pshat. But we say yiratzon, and many say, and the shloah is one of them, that it really is a way to focus our thoughts. You're eating, it's Yom HaDin, right? We're supposed to be nervous about the Yom HaDin and the verdict, but you were sitting and eating, and you after we paskin Rosh Hashanah, you do have a Suda and, you know, a Yom Tiv, maybe even Simcha, that's Radio Shaila. But upon him, we want to focus during the eating on what the day is. So that's how we turn it around from plain Simona, and some say that's really the Pshat and Simona, that you, because the Yiratzon already makes it into a Tfilah, and makes it into a Hesorerus, and makes it into giving thought to what the day is and what's happening today. And you say the Yiratzon, and you utter a Tfilah, so that's sort of, but that's not the simple Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't talk about the Yiratzon. And certainly the flip side of Chamutzim and Nuts, there's no associated Yiratzon. So that's another, the Tsefer Todah really has an interesting thought. So first is the Pasha Pshat of Simen, which I'm not sure what it means, and what's Mutter and what's Aser. That it shouldn't be Nichush. The second Pshat is, we say the Yiratzon and we turn it into a Tfilah, and we focus on the Yom. Okay. The third Pshat, which is Tsefer Todah, very interesting. He says, rather, most of our Tfilahs do not focus on our own needs. They focus on Malchus Hashem. As is well known, Malchus, even Zichronos, Shofros, we don't talk specifically about our needs, and that we do during the meal. And the Yiratzons are the very specific proteistic mention of the needs we have and what we would like the new year to bring. Okay. Now we're in Chavis Halvodis, and we're in Shar HaKnia, and we're in Perek Vav, and he's talking about the Hanhogos of the Baal Kniyah. And he lists 10 of them, and we're up to the Shvi. Number 7 is Sheyaru Levnei Adam HaKnia. He should act b'hachna'a, and he's going to say what he's coming to say. The Aniach HaGavlos L'Kvod HaBorei, and he should set aside his things of superiority L'Kvod HaBorei, because he's humbled, because again, the Chavis view of humility is that you're always Omed Lefnei Hashem, and therefore you're humbled by that. So no matter, and anything you have is a gift from Hashem, so that humbles you. So that's what he says here in Hashvi, that he should act that way. V'yaniach hagavus, v'yaniach means set it aside. L'kavod HaBorei, v'yazov hagedula v'yakar v'zehirus al nafsho, and he shouldn't be so sensitive and so careful about his own covet, when he if he feels when he's serving Hashem, when he's doing things for Hashem. Ben levado, ben b'toch makelus b'noyadam. Then he says a very interesting thing. So really, he's focused there on thing. He seems to be stressing what it says in the Siman Aleph in Shulchan Aruch, so to speak, a few hundred years after the Chazal Halachos, that you shouldn't be ashamed of people and don't say something's not lefichvotcha to do, and something if you're Isaac in avodas habore, so your humility should kick in, that you shouldn't feel too proud to do whatever it is you're doing that you think maybe it doesn't pass for you to do. Maybe picking up a piece of paper from the floor of the Beis Medrash, or something, sweeping even, something like that. He gives a wonderful example. He gives an amazing example. And he's not talking about going into the Kachi Kachi on Yom Kippur, which is, I thought, the direction he'd be going in to take out the ashes, but he says, the everyday Truma Sadeshim, that you have to sweep the Deshim, you know, make the Mizbeach nice, and to take out the Deshim to Chutz L'machaneh. The Rambam Sheet is that you did that every day also. I think most Rishonim learn you only did it when it got to be an overwhelming amount. That's to take it to Chutz L'machaneh. Every day there's a Truma Sadeshim that you put on the side of the Kevesh, but the every once in a while, and according to the Rambam, anyway, he's dealing with the ashes. He's dealing with cleaning up. That's what he's dealing with. So the Chavdol Lodz says, "V'chiloi habori lahotzias adeshin b'chol yom tamid." So I would say he holds like the Rambam, but again, he's like 150 years before the Rambam. Obviously, his shita is also that you take the deshin mechutz l'machaneh every day, and he says lehishofel. Look, he's trying to skiddish. Lehishofel ulahoser hagavus milibo. Hashem wants him sweeping and collecting the ashes and taking it out to the garbage outside, so to speak. It's an avoda, and as many say, you need big dick kahuna, but that's how the Chazalovas describes it. Lahashpil ulahoser hagavos milibo. And then, of course, then he brings down the famous pasuk of David HaMelech, which the Rambam also brings, Lagali Simcha, but he says it in general, the idea being, Bateris HaMelech David Mephazes Umekarker with Nei Hashem, which is also to be Meser any Gavus with Nei Hashem, and to act, because your humility, your Kniya to Hashem, should make you feel that you're not deserving of any Kavod, and therefore there's no reason to expect any Kavod, especially when you're Isaac HaVoid with Hashem, which he happens to be talking about. So I guess they're sitting around the Melachim, and each one's telling about his exploits and his victories on the battlefield and all the things he did. And then David HaMelech gets up there and says, it's Dvar Torah. That's what it sounds like. I'm not ashamed. They think something's wrong with me. I'm not ashamed. This is what I do. This is what they do, and this is what I do. Okay, stop here.